T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday. Thanks for being with us. Hopefully everybody enjoyed the three-day weekend. Great weather. I mean, it's still hot, but the humidity went down a little bit. It's been beautiful in the mornings and the evenings. Anyway, great, great weekend. Hopefully everybody enjoyed it. A lot to get to in the 11 o'clock hour. We'll get to an NFL no huddle in just a minute. DJ Shockley going to join us.
Yeah, we need to talk to DJ. Okay. I need to know who DJ knows sometimes, man. My boy was out there at East Lake. I was like, look at my dog.
Oh, I know.
Here.
I know. Damn. And when we saw that Arthur Blank was out at East Lake, it was like, all right, look, Arthur Blank, we get it. I mean, he's Mr. Blank. He's a billionaire. Understood. Yeah. I mean, not to say that DJ Shockley is not also a man of great reputation and all
he's
of that.
He's the dude. He's that man. He's
yeah,
that,
but you
he's
know,
that dude.
Like, if DJ could be there, we could be there. You
I
know?
Mean, hell, I would have wanted to go.
Yeah, I mean, or at least you.
I would have went. Probably. Yeah.
I would have gone.
I would have went.
I would have went, there.
Dude. Yeah. I mean, I'm all
is
about
Shock golf. Is Shock a golfer?
Oh yeah, man. He got a little man out there and everything. I know him and Ronnie and they boys. They babies. They go out and play a lot, man. But yeah, I mean, my boy's a big time golfer, man. But damn, Shock got that juice.
Yeah, he does. Anyway, he's going to be on with us Tuesdays at 11:20. That starts today. Talking
the juice,
Georgia. Talking SEC. Talking college football in general. Obviously the. The season gets underway this weekend in the ACC, still a couple weeks away in the SEC. There's been games on. I mean, I watched a college football game on TV last night. I watched BYU play Navy. Now, that game wasn't any good. Right. BYU beat the hell out of them. But
Georgia got a big scrimmage this weekend. Just got the email the other day. They're allowing alumni to go up to see the scrimmage on Saturday.
Oh, great. So, I'm sure they can expect to see you there.
Hey, man, I might go, man.
You might not.
I got to see what I got to do. I think I might have something to do Saturday.
You probably do. Here's one little tidbit from Alex Anthopoulos' media session earlier. We'll let you hear some of the audio coming up as the show goes on. But he was asked about Tucker Davidson, one of the Braves' bright young pitching prospects, and says he's solid, but he admits that Kyle Wright and Bryce Wilson are ahead of him in the pecking order. So as the Braves deal with the news of the day, which is Max Fried is now on the IL, they said they expect him back around September 16th or 18th. Not a major injury, like a muscle spasm on his side, but will be out for a while. Those are the options, and it sounds like Kyle Wright and Bryce Wilson are more likely to get the start. I know everyone wants to see Tucker Davidson, especially after Ian Anderson came up and had the success that he had. Patrick Weigel was up over the weekend, and I don't know, man, wasn't really put into the best situation and did
no,
not
wasn't.
Do very well.
No, he wasn't.
But we'll get into
these
that
are,
as
these
well.
Are, these are the things that you say when we talk about growth. How do you learn from it?
Yeah.
I think that's the most important. What did you learn from that experience that you had? Because the one thing, as we always talk about young, this is any sport. How do you deal with the failure after you had early success? Because it's going to happen. Nobody's going to be a perk. It's going to happen. How do you bounce back and how you deal with that? So we'll see. We'll see.
Yep. And Ian Anderson got an opportunity to deal with that yesterday, too. As good as he's been, didn't have his best start yesterday either. All right. We'll get into all that as the show goes on. DJ Shockley going to join us in about 15 minutes. Let's get to an NFL no huddle.
We're going no huddle.
With the midday show, no huddle.
The best the NFL has to offer.
Go now. Let's go. Set.
NFL No Huddle brought to you by R.S. Andrews. Keep cool. Get an R.S. Andrews Precision AC tune-up. Another way they make you smile. Again, we'll mention this throughout the show, but Dukes and Bell are going to have Dan Quinn on weekly. That starts today at 3:11. That's interesting. That's a very specific time. So if you want to hear Dan Quinn on Dukes and Bell, that starts at 3:11 today. 3:11 p.m. I don't know why, but that's it. So tune in. Well, tune in for the whole damn show, but at 3:11, Dan Quinn will be with them. Let's hear from Dirk Cutter. Dirk Cutter spoke over the weekend. Obviously, the offense and the ability to score touchdowns and score points and move the ball better than they did last year is going to be a big part of the Falcons' success. Here's Dirk Cutter talking about being in year two.
I just think that we can make adjustments much quicker, you know, with Raheem Morris, our D coordinator, and our defense threw a lot of stuff at us in training camp, and we're able to just adjust on the fly, maybe a lot quicker. With my second year in this terminology, I know that's helped me. Matt really sees the field well, and he's such a good communicator with me. It makes those adjustments a lot smoother.
I think, Randy, you're always a really good person in terms of kind of cutting through the noise and telling us what actually matters and what is just stuff people say when it comes to football seasons.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot made over the weekend about the fact that Dirk Cutter mentioned they normally bring in or work on X amount of plays going into a season, and in this training camp they worked on 500 or 600 different offensive plays. Mm-hmm. Is that something that we should be reading into and thinking about, or is that okay?
No. This is I could just speak from an offensive player. One of the most frustrating things in football, especially if you're a skill position player, is that when you start putting in stuff back in OTAs and all these plays, you're like, hell yeah, woo-hoo! And they don't never call it. You call what works, okay? Now, every offense has a base, and then you work off that base of what your plays are. You add, adjust according to game plan. Yeah, you got 600 plays. I bet you there is a base 20 plays that you will run all season long. It'll just be out of different formations and different personnel groupings, all right, according to who you're playing. But it sounds good. Sounds good. Yeah, it's 500, 600 plays. Whoa! Man, please.
If there Whatever. Was, what's the one play that was always in the playbook when they'd start putting it in an OTA, and you'd be like, please call it, and they never did.
The tight end, it was a tight end slow screen. Dude. It was in the game plan every single week. All right, we're like, okay, we're finally gonna run it. This was when I was in San Diego. All right, so we're gonna run it. We got it. I'm like, damn, y'all give Gates all a damn ball. Let me get one. So going into that week, they switched it out, and Gates was gonna run the screen. Oh, I was hot.
I bet.
But Gates got hurt during practice. He re-aggravated his foot injury, so he couldn't go. And so there's this whatever officer coordinator tell you this, the night before they had their first 15, and it was in the first 15, right? So I'm like, okay. So I went over. I said, you gonna call this damn play, North? And dude, I'm coming off of a long play or something. I'm tired. I'm running. We're blocking or something, and I'm tired. And we're playing the Dolphins. We're playing the Miami Dolphins. And so he calls the slow score. I'm gassed, exhausted. But I'm like, okay. I got Jason Taylor. I know JT. He wants to rush. So as long as he rushes fast, I can turn around and get the ball. Damn it, JT didn't want to rush fast. So I'm like, you son. And so what it is, Jason just stopped. And luckily, the offensive lineman was able to hit Jason as soon as I caught the ball and ran for like 17 yards, exhausted. But yeah, everybody wants that play because you know, dude, I'm about to get busy. And then I know it's going to get busy against the Dolphins. The game going to be played back in Miami, so my people down there are going to see it too. But, don't ever look into the point where offensive coordinator, they say they got 500 plays. They got a base of 20 plays that they adjust off of a place on personnel and who you're playing against. It's not that serious.
Hey, speaking of tight ends, I know Hayden Hurst has gotten a lot of conversation coming into this year, rightfully so. Dirk Cutter had a funny comment over the weekend where he was asked to compare the two, and he was like, I got to be careful because I assume Austin is watching this. Sort of a little dig at the fact that Austin Hooper pays attention. And we know Austin Hooper pays attention. We'll let you hear that a little bit later. What is Hayden Hurst going to do specifically? Because when I hear people talk about it and I hear Dirk Cutter talk about it, the term that continues to come up is seam routes. Hayden Hurst is going to be a big seam route guy.
He's a more vertical threat than Austin Hooper was. Hooper was a good tight end, but he's more of an underneath guy and everything. And when you got a tight end that can stretch and run down those seams, that's where the money ball is. If you're a tight end, if you can get down the seams as a tight end, you could be amazed how many balls you'll catch, especially when there's always a safety that's cheated over towards Julio a lot. Yeah. Man, that middle of the field is right there. And a lot of times all you have to do is first you got to get off the jam if they're according to how they're playing you. And if you can get over the top of that damn linebacker, and that's why play action helps so much with seam routes with tight ends, because that linebacker has to hesitate and respect that run fake. There's so many balls right there behind that 14, 15 yard, right behind that linebacker, in between those safeties, those seam routes. And that's what he does best, because he's more of a vertical threat than Austin Hooper was.
Because he's faster?
Yes.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
Deshaun Watson got paid over the weekend, not surprisingly. I think we saw this one coming. So now the Thursday night game between Patrick Mahomes and Deshaun Watson, between the Chiefs and the Texans, about $650 million in quarterbacks this offseason between the two of them, which is pretty good. But congratulations to Deshaun Watson, man. You talk about a guy that absolutely deserves it. He's been balling out since he came into the NFL. And yeah, classy, awesome. From the area. Just happy to see him doing well. And everybody knows the story about Warrick Dunn and the house that his family got when he was younger. Well, now Deshaun Watson can do that for a lot of other younger people as well.
I'm so happy for him, man. I love me some Deshaun Watson. Love him. I still remember the first time I saw him play at Clemson when he played. First time I saw him was against when they played Georgia. I'm like, man, get this dude up out this game, because they were rotating with the other quarterback. I was like, no, we don't want to see him no more. No. Put the other quarterback in. But yeah, such a well-deserved extension for this young man. They're a true face of the franchise type player. Don't worry about him getting in trouble or nothing like that. You can tell his mama raised him right and all those things. I'm happy for him. It just annoys me every time I get a contract. Well, you know, in the first 4 years, he's getting more than Patrick Mahomes. So what? Patrick Mahomes getting half a billy.
I know. I heard someone have the audacity to say over the weekend, Deshaun Watson now has the best dollar-for-dollar contract in the NFL. No, he doesn't. Patrick Mahomes is getting a half a billion dollars.
Billy.
Dollars. Am I wrong in
it don't matter how the dollars are worth? It don't matter how he's getting it. You know, that's kind of like whatever.
I guess it might take a little longer, but he's getting it.
Yeah, he's going to get it. But, yeah, congratulations to Deshaun Watson. Much deserved. Like, again, they let go of his number one guy. And, I mean, the only thing about his receivers, if they're healthy, they're going to be fine. But they're never damn healthy. Between Will Fuller, something's always wrong. Then Brandon, bless his heart. I mean, he has so many concussions. But if they can get right, they might have some stuff down there. And if David Johnson can give you a little bit and stay healthy, Houston might be all right. They might be
Still mind-boggling that they traded DeAndre Hopkins for David
Johnson. Don't get me wrong. No, they should have traded D-Hop. I'm not saying they're going to be better without him.
They did. All right, here's a contract situation that we're watching as the season gets closer. Alvin Kamara was back at practice with the Saints over the weekend, and well, he said he never held out.
I ain't never held out in my life. That's about it. But
so you were not purposely leaving over a contract dispute in your mind?
I came to the building every day. That's all I got to say.
You're getting treatment. So
is it actually worse, though, the reason that he wasn't practicing? Because he's dealing with a back injury, and he's having to get treatment on a back injury the week of the season? Because remember, last year, Alvin Kamara was pretty banged up, and he wasn't nearly this, especially late in the year, wasn't the same guy that he was in years prior. I mean, that's been the only thing that's been able to slow him down so far in his career. I know he wants to get paid, absolutely, but the fact that he's injured should be a little bit more concerning and probably even bigger news.
It is, man. I mean, that's the thing with running backs. When you're talking about you want this money, but yet you're injured, and it was his back. They said he was getting treatment or whatever, and that's what I said when we talk about what goes into these negotiations when you want to get a new deal. I'm sure that was being brought up. I'm 100% sure they're bringing that up right now, but it looks like as of this morning, they're really trying to work at something, getting him a long-term deal. The Saints, I mean, he fits that system like a glove because he does so much for them and everything. But it's always great when both sides are motivated to get it done. And right now, it seems like both sides are motivated to get this deal done before the season starts on Sunday. Usually, a lot of times when you're talking about deals before the beginning of the season, today, the day off, is a very important day. This is the day that you hopefully you can get it knocked out so you can go into tomorrow morning game planning, getting ready for the week, getting ready for Tampa.
One last note from the weekend. Jadeveon Clowney found a home, not in New Orleans. He's headed up to Tennessee to be a Tennessee Titan in a one-year deal that's worth up to $15 million. He's got to do a lot of stuff to get $15 million out of this contract. But he was listed on the depth chart in front of Vic Beasley.
Yeah. So I mean,
Jadeveon Clowney's in Tennessee now.
Braves going to have a lot of fun. With Jadeveon Clowney. I mean, that dude going to be all over the place, man. And that was a big pickup for him. I know they've been wanting him for a while, but now they finally got him. And now he can go on about his business.
Our buddy DJ Shockley joins us next. He's going to be with us every Tuesday at 11:20. He's got the juice. He was at Eastlake this weekend. We'll find out how. And we'll talk college football as well. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday. 20 minutes away from the Wendy Zone. Wendy Adams will join us as she does at 11:40. She's filling in for Brian all day, so 40 minutes after the hour.
She's not a slacker.
Well, now you have 5-day weekend is what Brian requires going into college football season. But that's not surprising, anybody that knows Brian and the ego that he has. But 11:20 on Tuesdays, Randy, means DJ Shockley joins us every single week. And since college football season is here, today is the day. So we welcome DJ to the show on the WadeFord.com hotline. How are you, Shock?
Fellas, what up, man? Glad to be back. Glad to be talking some ball. So I'm excited to be on, man.
First of all, okay, because we need to know, because you know, Andy is a golf snob. I like golf.
Right. Snob.
And you're like, you're like in the middle of that right now, Shock. But how the hell you get that juice to go to East Lake? Because I mean, I was like, I saw my boys like, hold on. Shock. So did you have to wear your media pad? Because I thought about this right before we had you on, Shock. I was going to say, I would have wore that badge that Mike Conti got me that says that word on it if I would have got to go to East Lake. But then when I just walked back in here, I was like, no, the hell I wouldn't.
So you willing to wear the media badge to go to East Lake, but you really don't want to be media still. That's what you hanging on to, Randy Mack. You still holding on to that?
But I'm not going to go. That's what I said. I changed my mind when I walked back in. And so in that two-minute span, I thought about it maybe, but then I came back. It came to my sense like, hell no, I wouldn't have wore it.
Nah, ain't no change of mind. You media in it. But, man, you know what, man? Yeah, Randy Mack, you know. I mean, it's, you know, you play for Georgia, you got a couple perks here and there. You know, you play QB, you got a couple perks. You know a couple people here and there. So when I got invited to go out, actually went out Sunday, too. Went out Sunday, and then yesterday I was able to walk with Dustin Johnson's group, and it was pretty cool to watch him and Xander Shoffley knock it all over East Lake. But, yeah, it was pretty cool. I ain't going to lie. It was pretty cool to be out there. And it felt kind of weird with no fans, and but it was cool, man. I tell you, it was one of probably the best experiences I had. I love golf. I watch it religiously. And to be able to be out there yesterday with that atmosphere and what Dustin was doing, to be that close to him, was pretty cool.
The perks that come along with being a Georgia quarterback. you can't knock that. You had to earn that in the first place. Hey, speaking of Georgia quarterbacks, by the way, big news last week, Shock, is that Jamie Newman is not going to be that this season. When you found that out, what was your reaction?
I think I was as stunned as anybody. I was a little confused, and I instantly, you know, started, you know, hitting up people that were in Athens that's close to the program and all that kind of stuff. And I've had the opportunity to talk to Jamie 3 or 4 times since he's, you know, come to Athens. And, you know, he's been there since January. So I reached out to him, and we kind of sparked up a relationship. And we, you know, we had been talking back and forth. And he was excited. He was eager. He was looking forward to being the quarterback at the University of Georgia and possibly getting that stock up and, you know, being that guy to help Georgia get back to a national championship and play around all these talented dudes at Georgia. And then when the news came out, I was a little confused. So then I hit up a couple of people and asked them what's going on. And, you know, there were a lot of different things that were going around. And I want to go and give Jamie, you know, his word. You know, it's all about the COVID. That was the situation at hand. And, you know, I'm not saying it's not that, but I'm saying there were a couple other factors that I think, you know, kind of weighed into that. And, you know, COVID could have been a part of it. He's, you know, about to have a little kid. But also he had been hurt the last couple weeks of camp. And during that time, from what I'm hearing, JT Daniels has been impressive. He's throwing the ball well. He's showing more ability than they thought he had. And, you know, I think that's part of it too. And, of course, we all know about those agents that can possibly get into a kid's ear and, you know, have them thinking one way or another. But that's just my personal opinion. I hope it wasn't the latter. I hope it was exactly what he said. And, you know, you support a kid on that and, you know, you wish him well.
And, Shock, with that being said, like you said, you do go up there. You do know these guys and everything. And this JT Daniels, we know how talented he was coming out of high school, and it was a big get for Georgia in the in the transfer portal, whatever you want to call it. But this kid, DeJuan Mathis, is somebody that none of us really know about. I said last week, Shock, went back and watched his highlight tape from high school again, because that's the last thing I've seen of him actually being out there playing, because he was injured when he first got to Georgia. So what do we need to know about this young man, that it's a possibility that he still might have an opportunity to be the starting quarterback when they go to Arkansas?
Mac, I'll be honest, man. Dude is talented, man. Before he had the brain surgery, I had a chance to talk to him, and he said before he had to have the surgery, he was just starting to feel comfortable. He was just starting to feel good in where he stood at Georgia. He was getting more reps, and then, you know, he obviously had to sit back. But this is a talented kid that can make every throw. He's a big, tall kid, can see. He's very smart, very intelligent kid who understands this offense already. He's been in it for the last couple of years for sure. Obviously, Monk is bringing in some new things. But from everything I'm hearing and everything that I've heard about him, the guy can compete with anybody. The guy has the arm. The guy has the mobility. He has it mentally, and he's going to compete. And I think we all have been in the spot where, hey, we've been hurt before, and during that time you get a chance to sit back and kind of mentally go through some stuff, and now you get opportunity back on the field. This guy's relishing this opportunity. It seems like everything is kind of falling into place for him, and now he has an opportunity to compete for the starting job, which he came to the University of Georgia for. And I still believe if JT Daniels does win, I think he still plays because he has that added extra mobility, and he also forces teams to have to worry about him and JT Daniels as well. So this kid will be exciting to watch. He's an immobile guy, but also can throw it all over the yard and will be exciting, I'm telling you.
DJ Shockley joining us on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, Georgia quarterback, SEC Network, ESPN college football analyst as well. Going to join us at 11:20 on Tuesdays throughout the college football season. How challenging does this sort of late decision by Jamie Newman make things on Todd Monken? I mean, we still don't exactly know what fully to expect from the Georgia offense anyway, how different it's going to look and all the new pieces that are going to be implemented. But how difficult does it make his life with 3 weeks now to prepare for a season without a quarterback that he thought that he was going to have?
Well, you know what? I think it actually helps now that you still have 3 weeks away. And if this was game week or this was the week of the game, I think that would be more of an issue. But having this much time to get all these guys ready, and I think we heard Kirby talk about in the last scrimmage, they're still trying to figure out what all these guys do well. But the one thing I do know about how they go about practicing is all these guys get many reps. All these guys get a bunch of reps with the ones, the twos. So all these guys will have ample enough time to get up to speed. But as far as Todd Monken, I know they were looking forward to having the Jamie Newman effect and having that kind of mobility in his offense. But I think having these 3 weeks to prepare to get these other guys up to speed, to fully focus on these two guys to get ready to play versus Arkansas, I think bodes well for him. So it actually works out, I think, better that it doesn't happen as close to the game. I know you got 2-3 weeks, but I'm sure they're just starting to get onto Arkansas as far as getting a plan together and all that kind of stuff. So it actually helped that they had 3 weeks to prepare, and it wasn't just day of the week or week of the game for sure.
Hey, Chuck, you're absolutely correct about the reps. You know, Kirby, he likes to do that split practice where they're both going to twos and fours and ones and threes. Everybody's going at the same time. You know, that's his thing. I want to go to the offensive line because as of the day, they let some of the depth charts go in on NFL teams. Georgia has a possibility to have three of their linemen that were drafted last year starting in the NFL. What's the depth like right now on that offensive line, and are they going to be just as good as they've been since Kirby's been there?
I think the great thing about having that depth on the offensive line, you got Coach Luke coming over from Ole Miss, and I think that's the biggest piece that helps this group. And when you lose a guy like Sam Pittman, one of the top recruiters, one of the top coaches in the country, that's a big hit. But when you have Coach Luke come over who has that background, has played the position, recruits really well, recruits with a lot of passion, and actually coaches these guys with a lot of passion, I don't think that will be much of an issue. This is a very talented group. Kirby has done a really great job of recruiting these kids. I remember the last couple of years, they've gotten at least 4 or 5 offensive linemen, top-tier offensive linemen from high school coming into college and coming there, and I think they're ready and prepared. And they come in like they're ready to go. They're coming in 6'4", 6'5", 300-plus, and understanding what the standard is at Georgia. And I think all these offensive linemen know that, and I don't think they will have much of an issue coming into this season with what they have. I think depth-wise, they're going to be just fine. You got some guys who have played, but obviously having Trey Hill up front, you having a guy like Ben Cleveland who's been around for a while, Sawyer. I mean, all these guys have had quality experience. They played in these games. And you remember going back to the Sugar Bowl when all these guys decided not to play and go looking forward to the NFL. These were the guys that you were looking at, hey, we're going to pave the way. And I thought they did really well in that Sugar Bowl, and they ran the ball physically. So the combination of having guys who have played, but also having Coach Luke as that offensive line coach, I think bodes well for Georgia offensively upfront.
Hey, Shock, big picture SEC question. Who's the best team in the conference?
Oh, that's a good question. That's a really good question. I think the West is still strong. Obviously, Alabama is one of the top tier teams. I think until somebody knocks them off, LSU has lost so many guys to the draft. Also, they've lost some guys this year with the opt out. I think LSU will struggle this year. I still think Alabama may be number one in the conference right now.
Quick one, real quick. I'm gonna go over to the Falcons because we were talking about this earlier, and you know these quarterbacks better than anybody. Why does everybody like Ken Ben Kirk so much?
Kirk
has gotten better. Here's the thing about Kirk. He in the offseason, he got his body right. He continued to throw with that a different beer. Like when you watch in practice, I was at the scrimmage, the last scrimmage they had before the cuts, and the ball jumps out of his hand. I mean, his arm is easily better than every quarterback that was out there. And the kid has learned. The guy puts in the work. You see him after practice doing the extra stuff. And they love his mobility. He's been around for the last couple of years. They know what he's about. And he was having a really good preseason until he got hurt last year. And you know, I think he was on the verge of putting Matt Schaub out of that backup spot until he got hurt. And this guy, I think they know what he got in him.
The versatility of DJ Shockley. We start off talking golf. We finish off talking Falcons third-string practice squad quarterbacks.
He's
and a lot of great college football in between. Shock, we appreciate it, man. We're looking,
appreciate
forward,
it, homie.
Looking forward to the season.
Fellas, appreciate y'all, man. Y'all stay easy.
All right,
DJ
Doug.
Shockley there, Georgia quarterback, SEC Network, ESPN college football analyst as well. Follow him on Twitter if you don't already, at DJ Shockley 3. So the answer was simple, Randy. When you're a Georgia quarterback, you get perks. You just get to go to East Lake.
That's something I should have known. I didn't even know I even tried to come up with something. That is true.
He said you probably could have been there too. Georgia football,
I
guess.
I got juice. I just don't use it all the time.
I don't. Mostly water and seltzer. We'll come back and get to the Wendy Zone. Wendy Adams joins us next for some stories, including why gender reveal parties should be canceled officially.
I better start listening.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Be respectful of Wendy. She's a lady, all right?
She's a lady.
Behold, a lady.
I'm a lady.
All right, everybody stand up!
It's time for a look at the world of sports, celebrities, and more. This is the Wendy Zone on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
When you're not hungry, you become average.
The Wendy Zone every day at 11:40 on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. We do have that Alex Anthopoulos audio we will get to at the top of the noon hour as the Braves made some news right before we came on the air this morning. Before we get to that, though,
Wendy!
Time for Wendy. Hey, Wendy.
Wendy, Andy, how's it going, guys?
Hey, Wendy.
Really good. Really good.
Well, I had my fantasy football draft over the weekend. I was just wondering if Randy did the same, very busy over the weekend drafting his fantasy football team.
No, Randy was busy chilling.
Well, I mean, you have to hold the title, to something, right? Like, you had to.
Oh, no. My year. Title is definitely, I hung them up. I don't want to, not give people like you and Brian and Andy and you guys and Carl and Mike and Fricky and Hugh. I don't want to give y'all guys the opportunity to, I want to give y'all an opportunity to win. And it just seems like I would be in the way of that.
That's really nice of you, Randy. That's really thoughtful.
God, that was so well done. That was just so annoying. So good. So good. All right.
By the way, have you guys ever drafted 12th in the fantasy football draft? It's the worst.
Yeah, God, that's tough. Is it a 12-person draft? So you get 12th and
13th? It's a 12-person draft, and you don't know your draft position, or at least in the league that I'm in, you don't know your draft position until maybe 10 minutes before the draft opens. And so I opened up the fantasy football draft, and I look, and I'm like, oh, 12th, perfect. Just change the strategy. Yeah. So my team's interesting this year.
What'd you do? Did you go, did you take flyers on rookies or receivers?
Well, by that
what'd
time,
you do?
In the first round, by the time it got to me, all the good running backs are taken because it's a very wide receiver heavy fantasy football season and in general in the NFL. So I ended up going wide receiver and quarterback and taking Julio Jones and Patrick Mahomes in that first round.
Well,
it's not bad.
Sounds like you made lemonade out of lemons.
Don't let her fool you. Her team is stacked. I know because I play her week one.
Yeah, Wendy's amazing at fantasy football. She's in the championship like every year. I know last year she came, it was close, but she's in the championship every year.
No, it wasn't.
My team beat her. Randy.
Yeah.
Yes, Randy and Brian won the championship.
No. I won.
Randy, what
you got, Wendy?
Okay, we're just going to move on.
Change the subject.
Andy, Andy, I know you've been against these. Randy, I think you're also against these, but gender reveal parties. Your general thoughts on gender reveal parties.
Waste of time.
Waste of time.
Yeah.
Well, for me, they're not really a waste of time, except if you're talking about this one particular gender reveal party, and then maybe I'm on y'all's side when it comes to this. Have you guys been following the El Dorado fire in Southern California and what's been going on?
It's bad.
Yes.
It's bad.
It's very bad.
It's approaching 10,000 acres. It's only 7% contained as of late last night. So it's one of the most dangerous fires in the area. But apparently that fire was caused by a smoke-generating pyrotechnics device that was used at a gender reveal party on Saturday morning. So there's surveillance video that's being reviewed by investigators right now showing a couple with several children walking into the grass. Another person appearing to light this device that'll show whether it's going to be blue smoke or pink smoke for a girl. And after it ignited, the family is sort of seen scrambling or grabbing water bottles to try and douse the fire. But by that time, it just took off from there.
Well, here's the thing. You got to be a damn idiot to light up anything out there, because out there in that area where everything is flammable.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like, it's kind of fire season right now.
Yes.
In Southern California.
Yeah, damn idiot. And that goes to show. You know what? One thing I learned this weekend when you talk about fantasy, that people are coming to my side about the Trulies and about these damn gender reveal things. All right. My man told me about the Trulies. He went and got some. His wife, and he described her just like this. Man, my warm leg. So he talking about his old lady. Looked at him like he was crazy. What the hell you done brought in this house, man? But this right here, this is why you don't do it. Because this ain't about the baby. It's all about you. It's supposed to be about the baby. Exactly. Why everybody need to know what the hell you have? Why can't I say, hey, I'm having a boy, I'm having a damn girl? But no, you got to have all the poppy thing. Because you know what a gender reveal is? You can dub that as a baby shower. But you want to waste money on a damn gender reveal and then the baby shower? Wasting of money. For a child like it. Gender reveals, one-year-old birthday parties, Jordans for babies that can't walk, waste of damn money.
Amen, Randy.
Waste the damn money.
Here's what I wonder about this situation.
But I will be at Lily's first birthday party. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. Me too. We'll get a keg and it'll be awesome.
Yeah.
How do you tell this kid that you damn near burned down California at their gender reveal?
Like, got California.
How do you tell them that? Like, when do you tell them? Are they 10? Are they 5? When do you tell them mom and dad are so dumb and wanted attention so badly that we damn near burned the entire state down? And it was a boy,
girl,
by the way. It was a
if
boy.
If it's a girl, they got name smoke. A. If it's a girl, they got name a fire. Fire. Yeah, like one of them stripper names coming to the stage next. Fire.
Fire. And it's a boy. They should name him Smokey. They got to name him Smokey now.
Smokey.
Just to try to get the word out there. Yeah.
Did you see that flame though? You're like, are you?
It's huge.
It was that important. Note now. You know where you are in the country, and you know what area you at, and you know that everything out there, the littlest spark, because most of the time, them damn big ass, they start with somebody flicking a damn cigarette light, cigarette butt or something.
Or a firework or something, yeah.
You didn't think for 1 minute. Like, I mean, come on, man. Pirate tech, whatever that is. Like, she ain't coming out for no damn WWE WrestleMania event. She coming out like Goldberg or something, man. Get out of here.
It was like introductions during the NBA Finals. That's what they were going for their gender reveal party. But again, like that's like the next step of this, right? Now, again, I'm not happy that a fire started, but maybe this will remind people to not try to go above and beyond what they've seen done. Because if this didn't happen and it like went viral or whatever, like they hoped, which is, by the way, the only reason people do this is they have gender reveal parties so they could share the video and get clout and all that. And I'm clout chasing with Lily, but at least she's born.
Yeah.
Like, what's the next thing? Like, what do you do next? If an explosion is the latest gender
ain't no telling,
reveal,
man. I'm just saying, like, is it that serious? Why is it so serious? Put your damn, everything ain't got to be on video. And I saw so much stuff this weekend. I mean, Miami, I've lived there, but it's even different now for me. Because everybody, like you say, clout chasing. Funny story ever, dude. I got to cut a lot of funny stories. First of all, the thong bikini, everybody wears them. Size, shape, no matter what. And them see-through pants that they wear on the beach, Andy, undefeated. Point blank period. Point blank period. Purely undefeated. But the funniest thing, the clout chasing part about it. You talking about clout chasing? The clout chasing with these damn Bentleys and these Rolls Royces. It's so funny, Andy. Okay, so whenever you go to Fountain Blue, you know, I don't like Shannon. She likes Shannon. Whatever. So, like, at the valet part, if you got, like, a Ferrari or Lambo and all these Rolls Royces, they used to park them up top so everybody can see them. A lot of them are rented. But you know they're rented until somebody says this guy forgot his valet ticket, right? So they wouldn't give him his car, okay? And now, no, he got a Wagonista with him, though. So I know that, he got a Wagonista with him. And I know that she liked the car. So, Ed, he's trying to get his car, but he doesn't have his ticket.
Did they ask him the license plate number?
Hold on. So he goes over to the valet lady's like, I need my car. She's like, well, where's your ticket, sir? I lost it. That's my Bentley. That's my Rolls Royce right there. And she was like, well, if you don't have a ticket, I can't trust that. And so she said, do you have a registration or something? He's like, no, I rented it. And so the way he said it, it was just fun because me and Samson were right behind him when he said it. So, Ed, he pulls out a water cast, some 20s, and you can tell it was 20s, but it had some ones in there, so it looked like a big knot, and he slaps it down. I got money. I got a $30,000 watch on. Now, note, the valet was slow all weekend, so I guess this lady finally had it. She said, well, if you got that $30,000 watch, why can't you buy this car? And man, you talking about fun. This dude is going off, and I'm just sitting there looking at him like, you damn, I mean, all y'all are renting these damn cars, but I mean, why you can't afford it, so why not ride in a Honda? You can still have that damn $30,000 watch with a knot with a Honda, but just the flexing this weekend, man, I was just like, dude.
But you know what you might not have, though? You might not What's have that? The Wagonista.
Man, he had a Wagonista, man.
She might she be there for like, the Bentley.
And she was sitting there on that dough like, okay. Now, they brought our car before his situation. So, I don't know if the Wagonista went to another one. Because, like I said, it was like six or seven of them out there. But, man, I'll tell you, when flexing goes wrong.
Wait, so there are six flexing goes wrong, man. Out there, and do they just wait?
I don't know what happened. Like, we were gone. But, like, he was about to fight security and everybody. They're like, sir, we can't just give you this damn Rolls Royce. So, he went and got his rental agreement. And I'm like, just dying laughing.
That's brutal.
Just brutal. There's a whole bunch of folks out there. I mean, pretty much all of them cats probably rented the same cars from the same place, but still, they didn't get caught in their flex. You got caught all in your flex. And guess what they had on Andy? He had some tight jeans on and them block tennis shoes.
Of course he did. Of course he did. Oh, God, that's so good. And it's like, if you're going to be doing that, you got to at least keep the ticket. Don't get caught without the ticket, because then you're just going to embarrass yourself. I don't know what the relatable thing is for a normal person. Is that like your card getting declined on a date or something like that?
Yeah, probably.
We've all been there.
Probably.
That sucks. It's embarrassing.
Yeah, man.
Damn.
What do we care?
I guess we're done.
The point is, end gender reveal parties so you don't burn down California. Okay? That's the point. Thank you, Wendy. We'll come back and get to the most important audio in the world to kick off the noon hour. Alex Anthopoulos spoke earlier about the latest Braves news. Max Fried to the injured list. Find out when he's coming back and what the Braves plan to do in the meantime after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.